KGRG FM, KGRG FM HD1, Auburn, also broadcasting on K207 AP Seminary Lake Taps, 89.3 FM. You're listening to The Buzz, and I successfully cooked without injuring anybody for the first time this year. Thank you. Thank you, everybody. Hold your applause. It was fantastic. Like, and I'm not talking like just cut open a bag of frozen whatever and pour it into a skillet. No, this is actually like I peeled some carrots, cut some potatoes. Super proud of myself. You know what you should be proud of? This morning show. Because it's going to be great. It's going to be awesome. You got your geeky news, as always, at 6:20. You got your regular news every hour on the half hour. We got your word of the week. We got your six pack. I'm super excited about the six pack. Like, it's about Disneyland, and Disneyland's one of my favorite places. I've only been there twice that I can remember, but it was always a ton of fun. So stay tuned for that because it's really exciting. Got a ton of stuff coming up, so stay tuned to 89.9 KGRG FM. Or if you're listening on the app, you can listen on the app and KGRG.com. This is The Buzz. We'll be back with your geeky news after some real big fish. This is Sellout. KGRG 89.9 FM. You're listening to The Buzz. It's 6:20 on a Wednesday.
Yeah.
Regrettably. I'm just going to crawl up and die somewhere. But until I do that, it's time for some geeky news. I'm going to kick it off real quick with a quick story that actually broke yesterday. If you're paying attention to our Facebook page, which you should be, is also on our Instagram. And it might have been on our Twitter. I don't know, man. We've got like 8 different things I need
there's
to keep
a lot going on.
Right?
Yeah. There's only 2 of us. It's hard to keep up.
But we actually posted up a picture on the social media websites, or at least most of them, of a picture of some weird Japanese-looking creature. It's just March 11th. That was shared from Adult Swim from Cartoon Network's Adult Swim. What does that mean? It means that we're getting Samurai Jack back on March 11th. For those of you who don't know, Samurai Jack was like the iconic anime from Toonami.
I never watched this show.
I'm not sure how much you'd enjoy it. I loved it a lot. There were a lot of really funny episodes. It was actually made by the same people who did Powerpuff Girls. And there are a lot of like tie-ins and stuff to it, too. It's really cool. But I'm super excited for that. And I saw that, and I just sort of freaked out all over everybody. I'm excited, though. It's good news. The only bummer part is, like, we're getting... This show hasn't been on in years. Like, it ended before I was even out of high school.
Mm-hmm.
But we're still getting this before we're getting Rick and Morty Season 3. And Samurai Jack just sort of came out of nowhere, so... I don't know, man. I'm a little salty about it, but still excited. More good news. Hey, Danica, how much do you like violence?
Oh, you know how much, Corey.
Well, I got good news for you, then. The Walking Dead? They're not toning down the violence at all.
Yay!
Walking Dead Season 7 Part B will not be less violent, according to Scott Gimple and Greg Nicotero, who are both the executive producers of the show. They're quoted last week by CBR saying, "We were able to look at the feedback on the level of violence. We did tone it down for episodes, and we were still filming for later in the season. But it seemed that Heard was confirming that there have been complaints about the bloodletting of Season 7, Episode 1, and the show's future violence was being toned down to keep the fans happy. However, showrunner Scott Gimple and executive producer/director Greg Nicotero have now told Entertainment Weekly that fan feedback hasn't caused a reduction in violence of the show at all. Apparently, Nicotero responded to the suggestion of feedback causing a change with a flattened no before adding, "As brutal as that episode one was, it's still part of our storytelling Bible, which is what the world is about, and I don't think we should ever edit ourselves. And I think even after looking at episode one again, as tough as it was for people to watch, I don't think we could have done it any differently, and I don't think we'll pull ourselves back. There's definitely a difference between violence against walkers and human-on-human violence, but truthfully, we're serving our story."
And there's the weird people that meet like me that are just like, yeah, bring on the violence.
Well... All right, spoiler alert for one of the biggest season premieres for any show ever. And if you don't follow the show, I'm sorry. But, like, with what happened to Glenn and Abraham, it wasn't a surprise to a whole lot of people. Like, you knew it was going to happen. And they did a really good job of it. And I think that toning down the violence at all in that scene, just like they said, wouldn't have served that scene any justice. Like, that was a super emotional scene. There's pictures of me on Twitter just gasping.
Oh, little Corey.
Yeah, it was a tough night to be me, but I wouldn't have had that scene any other way. And I love how this season's going so far.
I gotta catch up, man.
You do need to catch up. More good news, possibly. We'll see. Fox has officially ordered a new X-Men series from Bryan Singer. Earlier this month, we learned that there was a new X-Men series coming that would take place in the X-Men cinematic universe. Well, Fox has officially ordered the pilot for the new series from producer Bryan Singer, and they've hired Matt Nix from Burn Notice to write and produce it. According to Variety, the pilot will focus on two ordinary parents who discover their children possess mutant powers. Forced to go on the run from a hostile government, the family joins up with an underground network of mutants and must fight to survive. This is the second X-Men TV project that was picked up by Fox. The first one is the upcoming series Legion, which looks pretty good. So I'm excited. Marvel's been hit and miss on their TV. I'm not sure if you ever watched Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. at all.
No.
It was okay. There were seasons where they were spot on, and then there were seasons where I'm just like, I can't deal with this anymore. This dude died, but now he's not dead because he's possessed by some sort of alien ghost. I don't know. So, we'll see. X-Men really hasn't found its home in movies. I really liked the Days of Future Past, and I liked First Class. I haven't watched X-Men Apocalypse yet, just because I like me some J-Lo, some Jennifer Lawrence, J-Law or whatever.
I was like, J-Lo is not Jennifer Lawrence.
But I don't know, man. Like, there's too much of a good thing in there. Last bit of geeky news we have until we hit up our regular news. We got some thoughts from Mark Hamill about the new Star Wars title. And did you hear what it is yet, Danica?
No.
It is Star Wars The Last Jedi.
Oh, my.
Like, I'm not sure about that, man. Like, I got Tom Cruise flashbacks.
Really?
The Last Samurai? Like, I think we've heard of this movie before. But it still remains to be seen exactly what Star Wars The Last Jedi means. Some have pointed out the plural of Jedi is Jedi, so it could conceivably be talking about Luke Skywalker and Rey, who many presume Luke will train in the new film. Thanks to the language difference, the Brazilian Star Wars account hinted that might be referencing just Luke when it tweeted the news yesterday, but it almost immediately deleted that tweet and replaced it with the English version of the title, which didn't have a gender or group association. As we all continue to parse the mystery and speculate about what the future holds, AP via/film sat down with star Mark Hamill and asked him what he thinks about the new title. Turns out he doesn't know... turns out he's known about for quite some time, and he's super excited. I'm not sure about it, though.
Okay.
Like, is this going to be the end of the Jedi Order? They kind of call off Jedi and you just have a bunch of people running out with laser swords? It's a weird title to be in the middle.
I don't know.
Because, well, the original trilogy went New Hope, then you have Empire Strikes Back, then you have Return of the Jedi. So having The Last Jedi be a part of this trilogy is a little weird for me, man. I don't know. But that's your geeky news for this morning. Let us know. How do you feel about the not-so-tuned-down violence for part two of Walking Dead, which is coming up soon? I think we have like less than a month. Then we have a new X-Men show. Or how do you feel about the new Star Wars title? At the BuzzKJRG on Facebook, on Twitter. We'll be back with regular news after some XPX. You're listening to The Buzz.
Breaking news.
Breaking news.
Breaking news.
Breaking news.
Breaking news. Breaking news.
This hour's news is brought to you by KJRG Presents Less Than Jake, January 31st at El Corazon. Call right now, 253-833-5004, and get yourself a pair of tickets.
Hey, phrasing!
I had a sound for that.
Was that what you wanted for it?
Yes!
Are you sure?
No.
Okay.
Thumbtacks!
Was that what it was? Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Ready? So we got some news to do.
Why not? Let's go.
Yeah, why not? I'm gonna die. Before I do, let's talk about some Mariners, because the Mariners are always fun, right?
All right.
More importantly, one of my favorite Mariners, like, I think he's probably number three. Ichiro always held a special place in my heart. But then obviously you gotta go Ken Griffey Jr. and then Edgar Martinez, right?
Yeah, of course.
He's a dude. Well, they're actually going to retire his number 11 jersey, which is a big deal. Like, retiring jerseys is always a really big deal in the sports world. For those of you who don't know, it basically means no matter what, whoever comes to that team can never wear that jersey, or at least that number, which is a really big honor. But Edgar Martinez is about to become only the second player in Mariners history to have his jersey retired. The team will retire his number 11 in a pregame ceremony on August 12th. The team announced yesterday. Ken Griffey Jr. is the only other player in the history of the franchise to have his number retired. Jackie Robinson's number 42 has been retired by the Mariners and all other major league teams. I mean, this is a dude who has a street in Seattle named after him. So, of course, he has to have his freaking jersey retired, right? Martinez, at the end of 2004 season, having spent his entire 18-year major league career with the Mariners, he had a lifetime batting average of 3.12, 4.18 on-base percentage, and a 5.15 slugging percentage. Over his career, he made 7 All-Star appearances, won a pair of batting titles, and 5 outstanding designated hitter awards. In the just-announced balloting of the National Hall of Fame class of 2017, Edgar received 58.6% of the votes cast, just barely missing his chance of getting in there. And I think he only has a couple years left of eligibility before he misses his shot, which would be a shame.
Yeah, I hope he gets it.
Me too. Luckily, he's still around in Seattle. 2017 will be his third season as their hitting coach. Actually, no, he was their hitting coach.
I didn't know that either.
More you know. Next news story we got, Ghost Ship. Adrift for months. Ends up on Washington's Whidbey Island. This is a big ship, too. Apparently, an abandoned boat that had been reported adrift for months ended up on Whidbey Island in Washington. Joe Smiley of the Department of Natural Resources said crews are waiting for the high tide to pull the boat off the beach. He said the boat was reported floating around Port Townsend a couple of months ago, and that was the first report of the boat. Larry Altoz of the State Ecology Department said it got a first report of the boat adrift in Port Susan near Tulalip Indian Reservation on December 30th. The Tulalip Police Department had checked in on it early and determined that it didn't have any fuel aboard. Since it wasn't a job for the Ecology Department, Spill Response Team, the Direct Vessel Program for Natural Resources Department was contacted. The fiberglass vessel, called Liberty, was built in 1980. It's a 50 feet long and 12 foot wide boat. The 16 ton boat will be towed to Everett. That's a really big boat, man. Especially, like, not to have a crew on there.
Yeah. It's a ghost.
Yeah, and it just sort of makes you think what happened. Because I'm trying to look at some of the pictures here. You don't really see any cargo. The paint's definitely been worn off. So there hasn't been anybody on there for a while. So just, where did it come from? Where was it going? Nobody knows.
Ooh.
I don't know, man. Last news story, and something I think we can all relate to. A woman stabbed her boyfriend because he ate all her fries.
I mean, same.
Right? Who hasn't? I've had this talk with Thursday, man. I'm like, you see the food? If I put the food on the plate and I don't give my expressed verbal consent, possibly even written consent, that I'm done with my food, it is my food. And I will eat everything on my plate, including my hands, if they get anywhere near.
Yeah.
My hands, her hands, the dog.
Don't mean Emmett. How dare you?
But in a story almost too ridiculous to be true, an argument over fries between 34-year-old Diane Margaret Clayton and her partner Simon Hill, both from Blackburn, got so heated that she ended up stabbing him in the shoulder. According to the Metro, the argument between the pair began over who had been eating all the fries and escalated to an incredible extent when Clayton realized her boyfriend had eaten them all. But rather than continuing the fight, she instead went to the kitchen, retrieved a knife, and proceeded to stab Hill in the shoulder. Having pleaded guilty to actual bodily harm in the Blackburn Magistrates Court over the weekend. In relation to the obscure series of events, Clayton had been sentenced to 26 years in prison for the assault. Just for stabbing the dude in the shoulder.
I mean, a stab's a stab, man.
That's a bit of an overreaction, though.
A stab's a stab.
Like, that's an overreaction to an overreaction.
A stab's a stab.
Prosecuting lawyer Parveen Akhtar explained to the court how the argument took place at the couple's friend's house, where they had gone round for dinner. But the homemade fries, part of the night's menu, caused an almighty rift between Diane and Simon. According to Clayton's defense lawyer, Richard Prue, his client was unable to remember what happened because she was under the influence of alcohol at the time. I don't think I've ever been that wasted where I'm willing... I don't know, man. Again, I'm willing to stab people over food, allegedly. To police listening, I guess. This must have been some damn good fries, too. The fries are always good, especially if you've been drinking.
Yeah.
That's your news for this hour on The Buzz. 89.9 KGRGFM. If you want those Less Than Jake tickets, you know what? I got some Less Than Jake for you right now. Call 253-833-5004. That's 253-833-5004. In Espanol, the best I can, 253-833-5004. I actually haven't taken Spanish since like high school. Sorry, guys. We'll be back after The Science of Selling Yourself Short.
It's time to see what weird and crazy things are trending out there in the Twitterverse. This is Hash It Out, right here on The Buzz.
KGRG 89.9 FM, you're listening to The Buzz. It's time to find some hashtags. We had some pretty weird ones this morning, but I want to give a quick shout-out to our ticket winner. They called 253-833-5004. It was that easy. They managed to get themselves a free pair. That's free. They didn't have to do anything. Just had to give me their name. For Less Than Jake. It's going to be a sick show. Stay tuned. We might have some more tickets if you're interested. I don't know, man. We'll see. Stay tuned. In the meantime, let's find some hashtags, shall we, Danica?
Okay.
You want to start this one off?
Sure.
What you got for the first one?
Redneck a movie.
Oh, man.
He's just not that related to you.
Oh, man, if I had a dollar for every time that happened.
Gross.
Right?
Gross.
Let's do Jurassic Trailer Park.
That's good, that's good.
Yeah, that's good. Straight out of Teeth. I suppose it's straight out of Compton, I suppose.
Harry Potter and the Goblet of Sweet Tea.
Well, we can't say that one on air. Well, we can say that one, but we can't say this other one I'm looking at.
Horton, here's a hootenanny.
Tuesdays with Mari Povich.
Oh, God. Oh, gosh.
Sisterhood of the Traveling Daisy Dukes.
Toothless in Seattle.
Y'all come back to the future. You her?
The girl with the Confederate flag tattoo.
Aw.
Yeah.
Trailers of the Lost Park.
Oh, planes, trains, and pickup trucks.
101 Tarnations.
No movie, just a trailer.
Oh.
Oh.
The Texas Hee-Haw Massacre.
The Chronicles of NASCARnia.
Pink Floyd, The Y'all. And that one actually came from MC Chris. That's legit.
Oh, man.
And then we got our last one here. The Wolf of Walmart.
Oh.
Oh, man, I just saw another really bad one. The Alt-Right in Our Stars. We'll end it on that one. That one's just awful.
My best friend's shotgun wedding.
All right. Next hashtag we have hashtag banned for birds. So these are band names that have been turned into birds or named after birds. I don't know. If you want to participate, call 253-833-5004 if you think I have a good one. First one we have is Owling for Soup.
Or Weird Al Yankovic.
Dude, I need some soup right now.
Soup sounds so good.
Right? You still haven't gotten pho.
Whose fault is that?
We after the show, lady.
Okay.
Next one we have. Let's do the Hoot.
9-inch quails.
Those are average-sized quails? I had to think about it. I was like, how big is a quail? We have all-time owl. A lot of owl ones.
The black-eyed peacocks.
Red Hat Chili Penguins. I mean, penguins are usually chili, right?
Bird flu fighters. Oh, no.
Ready for this one?
Yes.
Flock of Seagulls.
Oh my god.
Because it's an actual band.
Penguins at the Disco.
That sounds adorable. Five Feather Beak Punch.
Raven Against the Machine.
Crane's Addiction.
Oh. Blue Jay-Z.
Ha! Nah, that one's clever.
Kingfishers of Leon.
Then we got our last one. Hashtag if I were Superman. So if you were Superman, what would happen? If I were Superman, I would still wish I was Batman. Same. Like, so Superman's just this broke dude trying to be a journalist and, like, living in a studio apartment.
If I were Superman, I would help Cher turn back time.
Me too. If I were Superman, my superpower would be the ability to jump to conclusions in a single bound.
This one says, the government would be very afraid because the black dude has superpowers.
Oh, man! Whoa! Hashtag, if I were Superman, I'd take power naps. Ayy.
If I were Superman, it would still only take one punch.
I loved One Punch Man.
If I were Superman, I'd fly like a bird, soar like an eagle, and poop on everyone.
Dude, so, fun fact. Sunday, when I got to my work, I found out somebody had pooped outside. Like, on the concrete, the dude who opened the store had to come in and, like, wash it off the pavement, but we didn't have a hose.
Oh, no.
So he had to, like, take this jug full of water, like the coffee pot, and just sort of pour it on the concrete until it was gone.
Oh.
So whoever did that, you are a jerk. I would have found that poop thing funny, but now it's just sort of mean. Hashtag, if I were Superman, I'd probably sue Zack Snyder for defamation of character. Well, that's a little harsh.
If I were Superman, I'd roll a super blunt and then light the blunt with my laser vision.
Yo. Hashtag, if I were Superman, I wouldn't brag to the ladies that I was faster than a speeding bullet.
Oh.
Then you got one more?
Oh. I don't know. I scrolled past it. Oh, no. Oh, I wouldn't be Superman and British, so I'd be Superb Man.
There you go.
Because they got to be fancier, I guess.
Well, those are your hashtags for this morning. Hashtag Redneck and Movie. Hashtag Bands for Birds. And hashtag If I Were Superman on 89.9 KGRG. You're listening to The Buzz. Let's listen to that new Waking Things album. Here's, I think we're going to do Pretend. Let's do Pretend. 89.9 KGRG. You're listening to The Buzz. You're listening to The Buzz on KGRG 89.9 FM. Without further ado, I bring you the word of the week.
I don't even know what that means.
No one knows what it means, but it's provocative.
Brand new Waking Things on 89.9 KGRG FM. If you missed our interview last week with Chris about their new album, about their show at the Vera Project, which was sick, by the way, that was last Saturday, check out KGRG.com or the official KGRG FM app. Both are on there. They're under the Buzz tab, and the interview's under the interview tab. He's a really fun dude to talk to, and I love having him up here.
He cool.
Plus, he gave us a lot of really cool insights about that album.
Yeah.
But it's time for the word of the week, and I figured, you know what? We're starting to get to that point where, like, people are feeling out who they can get as, like, a Valentine's Day date.
Aww.
You know what I mean?
Aww.
Like, hey, I'm still single. Hey, I could use a date. Anybody. Not taking applications. So, why not toss out a word of the week to help some people out, right?
Okay.
Today's word of the week is DTR.
Okay.
It means define the relationship. When two people discuss their mutual understanding of a romantic relationship, casual dating, serious boyfriend, etc. Yeah. I figured it's important to point those things out. Like, is it just a one-time date because you're friends? Like, is it a friend date? Because I've gone on a couple of those. I mean, is it something you're interested in? It's always a weird process.
Yeah. Like, when you start dating someone, you're like, I don't know what we are. I don't know what to call you. friend, buddy, boyfriend, or whatever. I don't know.
Well, this actually happened to me and Thursday for a little bit. Like, the first couple of weeks, she was like, so... It was after the first, like, week and a half. We were hanging out, whatever, and she's just sort of like, so are we dating or what? And
I'm just, what
like,
we doing, fam?
Yeah. And I was like, I thought we were dating.
Are we not? And you just getting a big fight?
Well, just like, I don't act this way around my, like, my other friends, man. Like, I'm not making out with my roommate, Josh.
I mean, why not? Josh is nice.
He's a cool dude and all, but... we'll see. He might be the reason I got sick.
Oh.
Right? But, yeah, it's one of those weird vetting processes, and it's always awkward until you figure it out. And I think the most awkward way to find out is when...
Is to ask.
Well, no, even worse. If you post up on Facebook, like, you're in a relationship...
And they're like, what are you talking about?
And the other person doesn't, or, like, doesn't respond or whatever, then it's just sort of weird.
Yeah.
You're just like, oh, I thought I was in a relationship, but I guess not.
I guess not.
So those things are super important to figure out. I've been on the bad end of a miscommunication where I assumed this chick was single, right? Ooh. This was like back in high school.
Trifling.
I assumed she was single. We were making out or whatever on my friend's couch, and then... I got, like, on my way home, I got the text message, so do you like me? I was like, yeah, I like you. I make out with people I hate. They're the worst. I was like, yeah, man, do you like me? And I got the reply, yeah, but I'm dating somebody.
Awkward.
So that relationship was defined as I was the side action. I'm just sort of like, this is weird.
You a side Peace Corps.
I guess.
Oh, man.
I'm the side hoe. It was probably the worst feeling in the world. Because super excited, you know what? Possibly the beginning of a new relationship. I was attracted to him, they were attracted to me, obviously. But it just didn't work out.
See, new relationships are fun, but like when you get to the point where like you know it's legit and like you're like, this person I'm gonna stick with them, like I think it's better than, like, the new relationship thing, where you just really get, like, really relationship-y.
So, sort of, like, past the honeymoon phase and more into the actual, we're doing this as a couple thing?
Yeah.
Okay. So, how long do you think it has to be before you define the relationship? Let's put a timeline on this.
I think it just depends on the people.
Okay, so it depends on how long it takes you to feel out the relationship?
Yeah. I mean, everyone has, like, their own feelings, and they, like, feel things at different paces, so, I don't know.
I'll give it 3 dates.
Yeah.
Because, like, that first date, it's always awkward, you're trying to figure the person out, and typically, like, that first date's make it or break it, right? Either you like the person a lot, and you want to call them back, and you still want to hang out with them, or, you know,
you want to call the police.
Yeah, that was a first date, whatever, you'll never see each other again, hopefully.
Yeah.
That second date... Maybe get to spend more time with each other. That's when you get them comfortable coming over to the place. Maybe that's your movie date.
Ooh, girl.
And then, like, that third one, man, you either know or you don't. Because by then, it's probably been close to a month.
Yeah, probably.
So,
I think... You should get it together by then.
Yeah, third date's about right. You should know, like, either this feels right and you should talk down and have the relationship top and... Definitely talk about it. Don't assume anything, because maybe the person isn't into having a long-term relationship. Maybe they're just stringing you along. I don't know. But, like, talking's important.
Make them a cake and just be like, DTR and frosting?
Aww.
No one gets mad over cake. You can have a great conversation.
That could turn from, like, a really happy cake to, I'm gonna eat this cake because I'm sad, though, real quick.
Like, thanks for the cake, but you still ain't my girlfriend. Oh.
Well, now the cake's your new girlfriend. I don't know.
I don't know.
But that was your word of the week. DTR, define the relationship. When two people discuss their mutual understanding of a romantic relationship, whether it's casual dating, serious boyfriend, or whatever. Call us at 253-833-5004. Hit us up on Twitter, on Facebook. Let us know. How long do you think you should wait until you define a relationship? Should you define a relationship? Have you been on the bad end of a definition of a relationship? You're listening to The Buzz. We'll be back after Masked Intruder Beyond a Shadow of a Doubt.
I'm so sorry that started off so weird. I have done a lot of drugs today.
I kind of have, though. I'm like 8 cough drops deep and some, like, Claritin and crap. But you're listening to The Buzz on 89.9 KGRG-FM. Sorry, I got a little bit distracted because Coheed and Cambria pre-sale segments are going on today.
Oh, my.
But it's time to play our little fun game that we started a couple weeks ago.
The Situation.
Oh.
I guess that's what we're calling it. Do you have a better name? I don't have a better name. If you have a better name, call 253-833-5004. Can't find a better name. Well, this how this works is we got a situation. We got to decide, is the risk worth the reward? Will we do the thing? Will we not do the thing? For example, all right, Adanka, you ready?
Okay.
You have a magic bank account that has an infinite supply of duns? I don't even know what duns are.
Dimes? That's supposed to be dimes?
Nope, D-U-N-S, duns.
I don't know what that means.
But you can only withdraw dollar bills at ATMs. So, you have some sort of foreign currency that comes out of, I don't know. Seems stupid. Screw it, I'll have free money.
Yeah, why not?
79% of the internet likes free money and 21%, I guess, doesn't. I don't know how this works, but okay. Next one we have. You have an amazing singing voice, but you can only sing opera.
Yes.
Yes?
Opera's legit.
I don't know, because I'd have to learn another language, right? I'm not very good at learning other languages.
If you could only sing it, then you already know it.
Do you? Well, no, you can only sing in opera. So, like, you could cover, you cover an NWA song, but you could only opera sing it.
Like, no, sing I would just sing it in the style of opera, but in its language.
Yeah, so you'd sing, like, F the Police.
Yeah, but...
Except in opera.
In an opera style. I'd do an opera cover.
Well, Danica says she would. I don't know, man. I think I sound great, even though I'm sick as F. 58% of the internet would, indeed, like to have an amazing singing voice, but only sing opera. 42%. Like the voice says it is. Next one we have, we'll call this our last one. You never have to do chores again, laundry, dishes, whatever. But they're always done by your mother who judges your life choices while she does it.
No.
No? Just need to keep mom out of your business?
Yeah.
I don't know, there's certain chores where, like, you know what? My mom cleaned my bathroom. I wouldn't mind it. She can judge how badly I pee all over the seat all she wants.
Gross, I've used your bathroom.
I don't pee all over the seat that badly. Only when I'm, like, toasted and gone. It's 50-50. Half said they would, half said they won't. That was the situation on 89.9 KGRG. Stay tuned. We got more news coming up after MC Lars. This gigantic robot kills. For the dude blasting some ska in our lobby.
Breaking news.
Breaking news.
Breaking news.
Breaking news.
Breaking news. Breaking news.
Yo, this summer's news is brought to you by KGRG presents Less Than Jake. I'm so sorry. Jane.
I'm so sorry that started off so weird. I have done a lot of drugs today.
You want to retry that?
No, I want you to do it.
I'm so sorry that started off so weird. I have.
Where did that come from? Jesus. Woo!
I don't know, but January 31st, you can, like, go there to El Corazon, and, like, you should call and get those tickets.
253-833-5004 for Less Than Jake tickets.
I promise I won't talk to you and be weird.
I mean, maybe you will. If you want a day to be weird with you on the phone, call 253-833-5004.
That sounds bad.
You want to know why it sounds bad? Because it sounds like phone sex.
It does. I'm not going to do that, though.
You're not?
No.
But there were some people trying to find some phone sex.
Oh, yeah?
And they kept dialing an Irish town instead.
That's nice.
Okay, there we go. But the citizens of Westport have a message for the sexually desperate of Ireland. Please, babe, let us sleep. Politicians and regulators say homes in the town in Western Ireland are being besieged by nighttime callers seeking lines operated by British porn site, Babe Station. Numbers for Westport and Babe Station both start with 098. Many Irish callers are failing to dial the British international code first. Male lawmaker Michael Ring said that he's helping the British regulator of pay-per-call numbers will proceed Babe Station to find a new number. Irish regulators say they have no power of their own to compel any change. The Broadcasting Authority of Ireland's chief executive, Michael O'Keefe, says he's lobbying UK counterparts on behalf of harassed Westport residents as a matter of courtesy. That'd be super awkward, man. I don't need that. I don't need people calling me all hours of the night just, hey, what you wearing? I'm trying to sleep. Yeah, but what are you wearing? Your skin if you don't shut the hell up. Recently I did get a new phone number, and I did have my first instance of, like, a wrong call, and it was just sort of weird. It was super awkward. It was some dude's nurse. Some dude named Brandon. So, Brandon, if you're out there, change your phone number. But, yeah, some lady called me and was just, you need to call your doctor about this. I'm not going to disclose the disease. I ended up calling the nurse back. I was like, whoa, first off, I'm not this dude. Also, whoa, maybe don't leave that on a voicemail, lady. Hey, Danica, do we have a winner? Or did he just want to be creepy?
Shout out to Jason for being creepy. Just kidding. No, he won the tickets.
Nice. Way to be, buddy.
Yeah.
So how about we do something a little bit more romantic than phone sex, huh?
What?
How about we try some new Valentine's gift ideas?
Okay.
Like roaches.
Like the bug or like...
Like the bug. Because roses are red, violets are blue.
But roaches are forever.
How about having a roach named for you?
No.
The Bronx Zoo is offering people a chance to name one of its Madagascar hissing cockroaches.
Why is the Bronx so weird?
In honor of someone for Valentine's Day. The zoo in New York City started offering a Name a Roach program in 2011 as a fun way to fundraise. For $10, recipients get an emailed certificate telling them one of their insects from the world's largest roach species has been named for them. This year, the zoo is offering to send along chocolates or a Madagascar cockroach plush toy for higher donations. No worries about there not being enough roaches to go around. The museum said it has thousands of them on exhibition. And the money all goes towards the Wildlife Conservation Society.
Please get one for Thursday.
Like, how do you know which one's yours? Like, do you go to New York and just... That one right there? That one's Thursday.
Oh, no.
That one's Thursday Junior.
Thursday Junior.
I'm not even sure I'd want, like, the... chocolate would be neat. I'd be a little weirded out that it came from New York and, like, was related to cockroaches. And I'm not sure I could deal with, like, a stuffed cockroach.
Please don't get one.
I think I'm gonna pass. But, now, if you're looking to be romantic, there you go. Last news story we have. Also a little romantic. Alleged bank robber, age 70... says he prefers jail over living with his wife.
Man.
A 70-year-old man accused of robbing a bank already has escape in mind, but not in the way one would expect. The Kansas City Star reports that Lawrence John Ripple, who faces charges of robbing a Kansas City bank last September, told investigators that he and his wife argued that he no longer wanted to be in that situation. An FBI agent wrote down on an affidavit that during the questioning, in front of Ripple's wife, the suspect told her he'd rather be in jail than at home. Ripple didn't put up much resistance after the alleged heist. The Star reports that after the robbery, he sat in the bank's lobby with the money and told the security guard, "I'm the guy you're looking for."
Okay.
Hey, is it me you're looking for?
No.
My wife's kind of a bee.
No.
No?
No.
Oh, man, how... Age 70, it doesn't say how long they've been married for, so...
I mean, he's probably gonna die soon anyways.
I mean, in prison at that rate, yikes. But... I can see being fed up with somebody for that long. It's like, you know what? Lady, I'm done with you. Why not just get a divorce, though?
Divorces are expensive. That's why they're worth it.
There you go. Well, that's your news on 89.9 KGRGFM. We might still have another pair of tickets for Less Than Jake if you want to call us and be creepy on the phone. 253-833-5004 is that number to call. We'll be back with our six-pack after a day to remember.
You're listening to KGRG 89.9 FM, today's rock. Now it's time to sit back, relax, and crack open a six-pack with the buzz.
That's not what I wanted at all. But you're listening to The Buzz, and hopefully this is what you wanted. On 89.9 KGRG FM, it is time for our six-pack. Hey, Danica.
Hi.
What is our six-pack about?
It's a list of things that are really cool or really awesome and, like, or not so awesome. And, like, it's just a list, and you gotta go through it, and you gotta deal with it. And, like, if you don't like our list, then make up your own list, because you're not on our show.
Tarnation! I don't know where that's coming from, but here we go! It's time for our top six stuff about things. I had this prepared and everything, I swear to God.
I don't believe you.
It is the top six strange facts about Disneyland that will really surprise you, hopefully.
Okay.
Some of them might not. I don't know. I'm not judging.
Okay.
You piece of garbage.
Oh.
So, hopefully these will surprise you. Let's go ahead and start off with number six. In case you ever want to just ball out of control. Number six is Club 33. As it closes to Club Baby Seal.
How dare you.
Club 33 is located in the center of New Orleans Square, now at 33 Orleans Street.
Okay.
The secretive club is a members-only restaurant and jazz lounge. It is also the only place in Disney that sells alcohol.
Yeah.
There is a $25,000 to $100,000 initiation fee.
Oh!
And a $12,000 to $30,000 annual fee, depending on the level of membership.
Oh, nice.
The members also get access to the 1901 Lounge in California Adventure. The club was meant to be a place for Walt Disney to entertain guests and business associates. But he died 5 months before it was completed! Ooh! Let's never do that again.
Yeah.
Alrighty. That's pretty legit, though. I didn't know that you couldn't get alcohol anywhere else in Disney.
Oh, I knew that. I didn't know you had to pay, like, a buttload of money to get lit at Disney, though.
I'd do it. I'd do the hell out of that.
I would just get lit before going to Disneyland.
Yeah, fair.
Get one of those hotels, stay in one of the resort hotels, get lit there, and then, like, take the... Because when you stay at the resort, like... I'm pretty sure you get, like, free, like, little trolley ride or whatever to the park. So, like...
Helpful things are helpful.
You can drink in trolley.
Number five on our six-pack. The Tomorrowland plants.
What about them?
They're edible. That's right. Tomorrowland is the epitome of the future. From Space Station 77 to the Finding Nemo submarine. From space battles with the Empire to space battles with Emperor Zurg. The plants of Tomorrowland are even edible. The scenery between the kinetic sculptures and mechanical touches are meant to be a potential farm. So, like, if you're ever just broke AF and you need something to munch on, you can head over to Tomorrowland and just munch on some foliage.
Okay.
I don't know what kind of plants they are, but you can eat them. No promises whether or not you'll get sick, but... I don't know what flavor they are, Quinn! That got picked up on mic.
Oh, no.
Number four. This one actually sounds like a lot of fun. Kind of makes me wish I worked there. Although I've seen what happens to people who work there. Number four is that there's a hidden basketball court.
I knew that. Isn't it, like, under one of the... Like, underneath the park or something?
Well, it's on the top of the Disneyland Matterhorn. There was an empty space the cast members turned into half basketball court. The hoop is just attached to the stairs, and Walt Disney himself actually gave the okay to use the empty space for basketball. So it sounds like this Walt Disney dude was a pretty legit cat. He was a pretty cool hombre, I guess you'd say. Or don't say that.
I don't want to.
Yeah, I've been to Disneyland, and I've even been to like the backstage area. Those are some depressed looking people. Like, the happiest place on earth gets real sad once you get behind that wall. I remember because it was a school trip and I was in band. So part of the band trip was we had to march in the parade. We had to start at one end of the park and march all the way to the other. And at the end of the parade, you just walked behind this wall and had to walk through the backstage area where all the employees hang out. Well, along the backside of some of the restaurants, you have a bunch of cooks smoking. I saw Goofy take his head off and just start...
Oh, it's horrifying.
It was terrifying, and he was just some dude depressed out of his mind. It was a billion degrees outside, so I don't blame him for looking like he was going to die. Yeah, homeboy just lights up a cigarette and like, Goofy, no! My childhood! Ow! Oh. It was super painful and traumatic. I don't wish that on anybody. So
I've never been to the park.
Really?
Nope.
Oh, my God. You haven't had fun. You haven't gone to Disney.
I mean, my parents don't love me, so it's cool.
But it's legit that Disney was at least a cool enough dude to give them this place to hang out.
Yeah.
But that was parts 6, 5, and 4 of our six-pack, 89.9 KGRGFM. We're going over the top 6 facts about Disneyland that will really surprise you. Number 6 was Club 33, where you gotta be a bit of a baller to get in. Number 5 was the Tomorrowland plants are edible. And number 4 was, there's a hidden basketball court in the Matterhorn. Stay tuned for 3, 2, and 1 after some Coheed and Cambria.
And now, back to the six-pack.
In case you were wondering, I played that song because Coheed and Cambria tickets are going on pre-sale soon.
Yeah.
I'm excited. But we're in the middle of our six-pack on KGRG-FM, KGRG-FM, HD1, Auburn, also broadcasting on on K207 AP, Seminary Lake Taps, 89.3 FM. Jesus, it's been a morning. But we're in the middle of our six-pack of the top 6 strange facts about Disneyland that will really surprise you, as opposed to the ones that will only mildly surprise you. Number 6 was Club 33, where you have to have $100,000 just to get in the frickin' door. Number 5 was, if you're at the Tomorrowland and you're feeling a bit peckish, you just sort of munch on some of the plants around there. And number 4 was that there's a hidden basketball court somewhere in the top of the Matterhorn, possibly behind the Yeti, I don't know.
Oh.
But, number 3 is for all you animal lovers out there.
Okay.
Not to sound creepy. God, this morning I've sounded creepy as hell. Apparently Disneyland has a feral cat problem.
Oh.
Yeah, that's right. Disney does not like to bring attention to the cats living in Disneyland, but according to Disney, about 100 feral cats live in the park. They have been there practically since the park opened. They came to steal leftover food, but stayed simply because of the endless places to hide. Disney called Best Friends Catnippers and Fix Nation in 2001 to catch, sterilize, neuter, and release them back into the park. In 2007, the partnership ended, and Disneyland feeds, gives flea treatments, spays, neuters, and vaccinations in shelters set up in the park with the help of local veterinary clinics.
Aww.
The cats are not seen often by the public due to most of them being nocturnal.
Yeah.
The cats catch rats and have been seen lounging in various places around the park. Honestly, the 2 times I've been, I never saw a single cat there. And I guess the fact that they're nocturnal makes a little bit of sense, especially since, like, California, here we go.
No.
It's typically warm outside, and cats just sort of, like, lounge around when it's warm. And then once it gets cold outside, that's when they hunt. So that's really cool, though, that they're at least, like, taking care of the cats, and they're just, like, yeah, random cat problem, there you go, what you gonna do about it?
I mean, why not?
Yeah. Number two, because I know how to count. Not really. Number 2, they used to sell laundry and tobacco. That's right, in 1955, when Disneyland opened, guests could stop at Hollywood Maxwell Brazierco of Los Angeles. Part of it was an exhibit on the history of undergarments. And the other part, the Corsteria, I'm probably butchered that too, a guest could buy corsets and bras. An exciting feature was the 3D images of women fully dressed from one angle and their unmentionables in another.
Oh, God.
Mechanical Wizard in the center was named the Wizard of Bras.
Put that on a business card.
Right? Like, I thought I was the Wizard of Bras until I encountered one and had to take one off for the first time. Nope. After 6 months, it was closed. In December of 1990, another lingerie shop named Jessica's opened on Pleasure Island.
Oh, gosh.
They sold bras, lingerie, and Jessica Rabbit merchandise, but it closed about 3 years after that. In Disneyland on Main Street, a wooden Indian is a marker for the old tobacco shop. The shop sold cigarettes, pipes, tobacco paraphernalia, along with Disneyland matchbooks. In 1991, the shop permanently closed, but the wooden Indian still remains where it used to be.
My grandma has one of those wooden Indians.
Really?
Like, in her house, yeah.
That's legit. Could you imagine going to Disneyland and just lighting up a stogie while checking out half-naked chicks?
Yes, I can.
Right? That's the Disneyland I want to go to, and I want to shake hands with this Wizard of Bras.
That doesn't sound like Disneyland. That sounds like that island that Pinocchio went to, like the island for bad boys, where they turn into donkeys and stuff.
Well, that's where Jessica's was, the other lingerie shop. It was on Pleasure Island.
Yeah, they're like smoking cigars and playing pool and riding Ferris wheels and stuff.
Tell you what, listener, if you're out there and you think you're the Wizard of Bras, call us at 253-833-5004. We'll hook you up with something. We got some tickets or whatever back here. You have to convince me, though, that you are indeed the Wizard of Bras.
Yeah.
All right. So, number one, here we go. This one was actually super surprising to me.
Oh. A
little extra something there for you. Again, I'm heavily medicated on, like, cold medicine, so...
This is happening.
This is a lot of fun. Number one, Doritos were once trash, and so am I. Not long after Disneyland opened in 1955, the founder of Frito-Lay got permission from Walt Disney to open a restaurant in Frontierland. The Mexican-ish themed restaurant, Casa de Fritos, was all about Fritos.
I want that.
A salesman from Alex Foods, who was contracted to produce the tortillas, saw stale tortillas in the garbage and told the chef to fry them up and sell them as chips instead of throwing them away. The chef did this with great success, but then did not tell the Frito-Lay about the new menu item. It was not until 1 year later, after the new VP of Frito-Lay made a surprise visit, he christened them Doritos.
Oh.
And had Alex Foods start producing them. Once Doritos became popular, Frito-Lay moved production from Alex Foods to a bigger factory. So not only were Doritos invented in Disneyland, they were invented from Disneyland trash.
See, it is the happiest place on earth.
Yeah, man. Food everywhere. And all you, like, late-night dudes staying up, much like myself, munching on Doritos, drinking your Mountain Dew, now you know where they came from.
Yeah.
Now you know.
Ooh.
Like, where? How do you get Doritos out of, like, garbage tortillas? Is it, like, a mixture of dumpster and Doritos? I don't know. So, Bra Wizard, if you're listening out there, that's 253-833-5004. Also, go help us figure out how they came up with their name Doritos for, like, dumpster tortillas. We'll be back on 89.9 KGRG after I'm in love with the girl named Spike by Skank and Pickle. You're listening to The Buzz. Some Bad Catholics by The Menzingers on 89.9 KGRG FM. You're listening to The Buzz, and all morning we've gotten kind of romantic. Between talking about, like, naming cockroaches after your significant other, and, like, what was some other stuff? Phone sex? A lot of phone sex this morning.
No.
Yeah, I figured, you know what? We're still approaching Valentine's Day. Why don't we get to those Valentine's Day ideas flowing? Let's talk about some romantic gestures either we've experienced or we've seen somebody else experience, like, secondhand experience. I don't know, man. Yeah, can you want to start off?
Sure.
Yeah?
I guess. Why not? I mean, I'm already here.
Now you're on top? I don't know.
No. I don't know. Last Valentine's Day, I did some pretty nice things. I, like, got my stupid boyfriend at the time a movie he really wanted, and I made, like, a whole crap load of cookies. And, like, we just had, like, a cool, like, movie day and, like, got really fat off of cookies.
Was this your guys' first Valentine's Day? Was it your second?
It was our first and okay. last.
Oh!
Whoa!
Because he was dumb.
That good, huh?
Yeah.
Thursday and I had our first Valentine's Day last year. I'm not sure if you remember this or not. She ended up putting a picture up on it on,
like,
Twitter.
I do not remember this.
We ended up going, we went and saw a movie. We went to the movie theater, but in the parking lot, it's like, you know what? Got you something special. It's great. It wasn't a dick in a box, no.
Dang it.
It was flour. Not flowers, plural. A 1 pound bag of flour.
Okay.
She laughed. She thought it was adorable. It was great. Like, best reaction ever. I even got cookies out of the deal. It was awesome. But
nice.
I was told never again. So now I gotta find something else clever to do. I'm not sure how she would react to the cockroach thing. I was half contemplating that, but
I wouldn't suggest it.
I don't think she'd be down.
Don't do it. If you do it, I'm punching you in the face.
So Quinn, since you're here.
You want my romantic gesture idea?
Yeah.
I can tell you right now I've never had a Valentine's Day experience with a significant other. Ever in my life.
Oh.
But I have an idea.
Okay.
Take your girl out to sushi, pay for it, and let it be all you can eat, and just sit there and watch her eat.
That's just what Quinn wants every day.
That's true.
I mean, that's what I want. What girl doesn't want that? Really?
Me.
You don't like sushi?
She's allergic to it. She'd die.
Oh, right.
If you don't like her, you can do that.
Yeah. I mean, just go kill her.
There's a place in Bellevue that Thursday and I went to that did beef sushi.
That sounds disgusting.
It wasn't raw beef, though. It was teriyaki beef, just wrapped up in rice.
I'd do that.
It was kind of great.
Okay.
You're thinking about it.
Well, I'm thinking about the fact that teriyaki beef just sounds like eel.
Okay. But all you can eat sushi sounds great. All you can eat food in general sounds great. I think
Olive Garden has that going right now.
All you can eat sushi?
No.
I don't need all you can eat sushi. I'm okay with that.
They have their never ending classics. I went there last night. Sponsor me, Olive Garden.
Right?
Sponsor me.
I tried to get Taco Time to sponsor us a couple days ago.
If Taco Bell knew my dedication to them and listened to the show, they would sponsor me in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
They're like, might as well toss her a bun, right?
That's what I want for Valentine's Day. I want
Taco Bell to sponsor you.
At least 69 Burrito Supremes in the shape of a heart laid out in my apartment.
Not even Doritos Locos Tacos?
I'm allergic to corn, so I can't have those.
What's with you people and allergies? Like, I'm not...
My Mexican food dreams are dead.
I'm not allergic to strawberries. I just hate them. You guys are straight up allergic to crap.
That's because you're a sad person.
Yeah, I don't know how you can hate strawberries.
Everyone loves strawberries.
Yeah.
I'm okay.
Then you're not a real person.
How are you gonna have Valentine's Day with the chocolate covered strawberries?
How can you look Emmett in the eye?
Yeah, Emmett loves strawberries, and you lie to him about your love for strawberries.
And your love for him.
He's gonna dump you on Valentine's Day.
Well, for this year, I don't tell Thursday. I think I might try to cook, cause we cooked last night. And speaking of Emmett, it was adorable, cause like he was underneath the cutting board while I was cutting up vegetables.
Okay,
he found
who
out he
let you have a knife?
He found out he really likes carrots because I was terrible at cutting up carrots.
Oh, I used to, like, give my pug
carrots
all the time.
How are you bad at cutting up carrots?
He burned water, Quinn.
I set water on fire. It's a whole thing. But Emmett also found out he doesn't like onions, but he'll try to eat them anyways.
Oh, I bet his farts
That's
were
me.
Dang.
Honestly, I relate to that.
I bet he had some crazy puppy farts.
I don't know.
Puppy farts in general
I left Thursday
crazy.
Alone with that. So I was like, there you go. But I think that's the best I can do.
Onion dog farts for Valentine's Day.
Onion dog farts and me, like, one-way ticket to the hospital because I injured myself trying to cook.
Did you do that last night? Is that why you're on drugs?
She let me cut up the vegetables, and that was as far as I got.
How many vegetables did you cut up, and what proportion of the said cut vegetables did you end up using?
All of them? and two different types.
So you got carrots and onions?
I got carrots and potatoes. She wouldn't let me touch the onion.
Potatoes is starch. It's not a
vegetable.
How
are you bad at cutting up carrots?
So was cutting the carrot up, right?
Yeah.
And occasionally, like, because our knives suck, a piece would just go flying off.
Sure, blame it on the knife.
It was the knife.
Blame it on everything else.
So call us at 253-833-5004. Give me some romantic gestures. Because the best I had last year was giving my girlfriend a bag of flour and I got cookies out of it. But that's not going to fly this year.
Taco Bell sponsorship.
253-833-5004 at the Buzz KGRG on Twitter and Facebook. And you know what? If you tell us you're the Broad Wizard, we'll toss in some tickets too. Why not? All right. We'll be back with the news after Alkaline Trio.
Breaking news.
Breaking news.
Breaking news.
Breaking news.
Breaking news.
Breaking news.
This hour's news is brought to you by KGRG Presents Mayhem. February 2nd at El Corazon. Call right now, 253-833-5004, and get yourself a pair of tickets. Take it away, DJ Cinnamon Roll.
DJ Cinnamon Roll. I didn't think we were going to do that.
We were.
All right, yeah, so DJ Cinnamon Roll here with the news. Oh, yeah. So first
delicious.
Item.
Delicious.
Oh, yeah. This news is going to be delicious.
Breaking news, I can't stop coughing, and I feel like I want to die.
That's breaking news. Okay. first item. Trump plans to take executive action today, focusing federal resources on immigration. Trump hinted to his plans on Twitter yesterday, but a government official confirmed the rumors to a CNN official today. One of the two orders that he plans to issue today will direct government resources, federal government resources, from the Department of Homeland Security to begin construction on the border wall. Repairing the existing border fence and increased staff at Customs and Border Protection by 5,000 people. The second order that he plans to issue today will be an effort to stop so-called sanctuary cities, which are just places where the local government doesn't really tend to hand over undocumented immigrants to authorities. So, Trump going to work.
I know Seattle is one of those sanctuary cities, too, so it'll be interesting to see what happens in our own backyard.
Yeah, it will be very interesting to see what happens with that and how that's enforced. See, but on to something slightly lighter. Elon Musk, CEO of Tesla and SpaceX, is making moves on digging a giant tunnel under L.A.
Oh!
Yeah, I found this one pretty interesting. After being stuck in traffic last year, he made a tweet about boring a hole under the city to reduce his commute time. And then this morning, about a year later, he tweeted, "Exciting progress on the tunnel front. Plan to start digging in a month or so." And when someone on Twitter asked him where the tunnel would be, he said it would start outside his office at SpaceX. So people are still trying to figure out if he's serious about this, but... knowing Elon Musk, you probably shouldn't underestimate the guy, you know?
He's starting to sound more and more like a supervillain.
Well,
I hope
is
so.
Supervillain or superhero? You don't know, you know? I think he's the closest thing to Tony Stark that we actually have. Right?
Well, there you go. Yeah,
I mean, he's a rich guy with a bunch of cool ideas who's just throwing money down on dope stuff. Like, he's like, I want to go to space. So he made SpaceX, and they're sending stuff into space. They got robot cars and stuff. What I think is... his plan with this tunnel is he's going to leave his office at SpaceX, get in his Tesla, press like one button. It's going to take him to his shuttle, and he's going to fly to the moon on his SpaceX ship.
Like one does, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So it'll be like a 15-minute commute from his office to the moon. Anyway, moving on. In sports news, Usain Bolt will lose one of his gold medals because one of his Jamaican teammates failed a drug test for a banned substance. So it was a medal that he got in... 4x100 meter relay in the 2008 Beijing Olympics, and so his teammate Nesta Carter, his sample was re-examined and he tested positive for a methylhexanamine, which I did Google how to pronounce, and I probably did it wrong anyway. Anyway, so Bolt referred to handing his gold medal back as heartbreaking. It's pretty sad.
I bet, because that guy has a ton of them, too.
Oh, yeah,
he?
He's got bunches. I think in the Rio Olympics, he was one of the first or the first to get all three gold medals in a row or something like that.
Man,
for the three
if someone
sprint.
Was like, yo, I know you got that gold medal, but like it's not actually yours, so like you gotta give that back.
And it was because of a teammate, you know? It's not even your own fault.
Sucks.
Yeah. So, leaving you off with weather and traffic, weather today will be cloudy with a high of 45 and a low of 35. Tomorrow will be partly cloudy with a high of 48 and a low of 35. As for traffic, 167 north out of Auburn is slow, especially up towards 405. 167 south is clear, though. 405 south of I-90 is very slow headed north, but slightly better headed south. So all clear north of 405, though. All clear on 405 north of 90 is what I meant, sorry. I-5 is pretty jammed headed south from Lynnwood to Seattle, and the same story headed north south of Seattle. Westbound I-90 is slow near Snoqualmie Pass, but aside from that, 90 is all clear. That's the news for KGRG-FM. I am apparently DJ Cinnamon Bun.
Roll.
Cinnamon Roll.
Yes! Yes! Yes!
Well, thank you, sir. That was riveting.
Oh, thank you.
I still can't believe it's going to be like a high of 40. I called my grandparents down in Houston today. They're complaining about the traffic from the Super Bowl that's going to start happening this weekend.
Oh, yeah.
And they're like, oh, yeah, it hit 80 today. I had to wear jeans. I'm like, really, Grandma?
It's January.
Thanks.
Jeez.
We broke 40 this week. Well, thank you for the news, sir. We'll be back after Pizza by the Aquabats. You're listening to The Buzz.
I'm so sorry that started off so weird. I have done a lot of drugs today.
That's right. You've been listening to The Buzz on 89.9 KGRG-FM, a very, very drug-fueled, intense episode of The Buzz.
Yeah.
Like, I'm on so many cough syrups and cough drops, I'm pretty sure I can see through time and space. Yeah. Which means it's probably time for us to go home, right?
It's time for me to take a nap.
Ayo. I don't know what that...
I don't know.
Tell another joke.
Hurry up so I can take a nap.
Tell another joke!
All right, you ready for this joke? Corey.
Yes! Oh, wait, you're serious. Let me laugh even harder.
You ready to go now?
Yeah, I'm pretty
ready. All right. You ready?
Yeah.
You want to do this country bumpkin style?
No.
Well, we're doing it anyways. Tarnation. So long.
Farewell.
Elvitters ain't goodbye.
Y'all,
goodbye,
come
y'all.
Come back now, you hear? Because we're going to be here tomorrow at 6.
Oh, man. This has been an episode. If you want, if you missed any part of it and you want to listen back for some god-awful reason, this will be up on demand on KGRG.com.
My eyelids are so heavy.
And the official KGRG FM app. Thanks to DJ Cinnamon Roll for being such a cool sport
DJ
about his
Cinnamon
news.
DJ Cinnamon Roll!
Because I guess... Now it's stuck, right?
Thanks for killing that spider, man.
Yeah, he's the real MVP. He wouldn't kill a spider in the bathroom. And if you want to kill spiders in bathrooms, sign up for Journalism 110 here at Green River College. And you'll be a real-life radio DJ doing real-life radio DJ stuff. Like killing...
killing spiders
like
in
killing
bathroom.
Spiders in bathrooms. And reading the news.
Yeah.
But until tomorrow morning, bright and early, 6 a.m. on 89.9 KGRG-FM, this has been The Buzz. We leave you with Horse the Band.